With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. The Montana Health Department faced blistering public comment today on their plan to cut more than $12 million from Medicaid services. Governor Steve Bullock and state lawmakers reduced funding to most state agencies to balance the Montana budget. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The roughly $12 million is part of the Department of Health and Human Services' continuing work to cut $49 million in spending. That's more than 4.5% of its general fund budget. In Helena Thursday, the department took public comment on part of their plan for those cuts. Olivia Sears from Missoula has a 15-year-old daughter with special needs, who receives services that, under the state's current plan, will be reduced. Sears works at MTPR.
So many people are talking about all the money and all this stuff, and I don't know how it can work. I'm just really asking you to look at it again.
More than 40 people came to the Thursday afternoon hearing. Another 50 called in to listen. DPHHS Director Sheila Hogan says the department is doing everything it can to minimize the impact of these cuts. Hogan, a Bullock appointee, blames Republicans for forcing the health department to make these cuts by not voting for tax increases proposed by the governor to fill the state's budget shortfall. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Two Democrats seeking the nomination for Montana's sole U.S. House seat have far outraised the rest of a crowded field vying to challenge incumbent Republican Greg Gianforte. Campaign reports show Billings attorney John Heenan has raised $580,000, including $200,000 of his own money. Former nonprofit director Grant Keir of Missoula has raised $440,000. Three other candidates have each raised less than $75,000. A federal judge says the government will need to take a second look at whether Yellowstone National Park bison should be protected under the Endangered Species Act. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie has more.
Ken Cole is director of the Buffalo Field Campaign, a group advocating for bison protection.
This is the first step in what I think is going to be a long fight.
He says the D.C. District Court judge's decision Wednesday doesn't mean the national mammal will be listed under the Endangered Species Act just yet. Instead, it means the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will need to rewrite an initial 90-day review of the bison's protections. Cole says the agency didn't do it right the first time.
You know, we think that they injected politics into this decision rather than using the best available science.
The court's decision was prompted by a petition from the Buffalo Field Campaign. They say that bison in and around Yellowstone National Park are special and need federal protections.
They're the only continuously wild population of basically genetically pure buffalo. They don't have any cattle genes in them.
If the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's new 90-day review finds that bison justify protection under the Endangered Species Act, then they will launch a longer, year-long review. I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.
The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that hunters from the Blackfeet Nation will join five other Native American tribes in hunting bison outside of Yellowstone National Park next week. Almost 2 years after the tribe asked for recognition of its bison hunting treaty rights, the state of Montana formally recognized them, according to the Chronicle. The paper reports that hunting, which is included in bison population management strategies, happens in winter when animals migrate to lower elevations. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.